It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Welcome to the Who's Number One podcast. We are lizard people and we run the world. I'm your host, Professor Hollywood Mike. With me as always, my bodyguard, my enforcer, Razor Reed himself, sitting in the back, C-Murder, Connor Joshin, the Texas Catch Wrestling State Champion. All right, guys, we got a lot to talk about today.
Hell yeah.
Who's Number One Championship is coming.
Can't wait.
Spending a bunch of money. The Don, Mark Floriani, opened up Flow Sports Scrooge McDuck style vault and told me, go forth, my son. Spend this money on jiu-jitsu. But more importantly, spend this money on the women. Pay the woman more than ever before, and that's what we're doing. We're spending a whole bunch of money on this thing, over 250K. We've announced about 2.5 divisions so far. But before we get into who's number one championship, got something important to talk about today.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about shaving your balls, all right? The Who's Number One podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com and use the promo code WNO to get 20% off and free shipping on the Lawnmower 4.0.
Wow, is this thing good?
It's good. Ever since we got this thing, it's changed all of our lives. Reed had the hairiest bush in the office. It was a huge problem. It was a big distraction for everybody around. The HR department had to talk to him about it at one point. Connor, the back, coming and crying about cutting his balls with his old razor on a weekly basis, missing days, having to miss work, in trouble. What do? We get the Lawnmower 4.0. Now everybody's all good.
Easy.
Yep. We used to have a lot of problems with this. Not anymore. I mean, we only have one between six of us, but we're sharing it. We're taking turns. Not anymore.
That's all you need. You only need one.
Manscaped.com. Code WNO. 20% off, free shipping. Get this thing. Shave your balls in the dark with the flashlight. Shave them underwater in the ocean. Do whatever you want. You know, just do you. But in all seriousness, guys, September, we're spending a lot of money.
Balls game.
We've invested a lot of money for September, right? We need to sell a lot of these Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0s to pay it off. We can't afford this, guys. We need to sell literally thousands of lawnmowers to afford this event.
For real.
So when you're thinking about doing this, getting this thing to shave your balls, don't do it for yourself. Do it for Cade Ruotolo. Do it for Andrew Wiltsey. Do it for Craig Jones. Go out there, get the Lawnmower 4.0, shave your balls, promo code Who's Number One. But hey, let's get down to it. We got an announcement to make on this one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we'll get to the women's 115. The whole division's finalized now.
Yeah.
But, Reed, you want to do the honors? Who are we announcing right now for men's 185?
Let's do it. Men's 185 is going hot. We got Roberto in there. You got Andrew Wiltsey, Craig Jones, Ty Rotolo. 185 may be the most stacked division out there. And this next guy we're bringing in there, of course, is the 10th Planet mainstay out there from Bethlehem. Teammates with the one, the only, Grace Gundrum. That's right. We got Thor, the God of Thunder, is gracing
God
us.
God of Thunder, baby.
With his presence at the September Championship. I'm talking about John Blank all the way out there in Bethlehem. Welcome, John Blank, to the 185-pound division, everybody.
So we got Thor's in there now. We announced Roberto this morning. Yesterday was Tackett and Wiltsey. On Monday was Craig and Ty. That's six hammers right there. That's six killers right there. We got two more tomorrow. You're going to like, I'll give you a little hint. They can weigh in at 185 pounds, and they're available September 25th, 26th. That's all you're getting for us. You guys are going to like these ones tomorrow. Before we move on to the women's 115 division, Connor, C-Murder, what's going on online? Discord, YouTube, how are these people doing?
We're doing good. We got OC.
Hey, we got any burners in the YouTube chat yet?
We don't got any burners.
I like it. I like when people go in there and make fun of me. I go back and read it later on. No, no burners in there?
No, not so far. That's unfortunate.
All right, so what's going on with our boys in the Discord chat and YouTube?
Yeah, we got O Steve. We got GS. O Steve is a big proponent of shaving his balls. There's someone shave your balls for ladies' jujitsu, and I think that's fair.
Yeah, shave your balls for ladies' jujitsu.
It's the only way we're going to be able to pay for it. So come on, guys. Also, great Vanna White impression, Reed. That was good. You had the hole right here, you know.
I think all day, man. I used to watch that show, Price is Right, and what was it? Wheel of Fortune. Yeah, Wheel of Fortune.
So we got a few changes to the set here, as you notice. I've got two different versions of Baby Michael Jordan in front of me, and I'm also being protected by the Archangel.
You got to tell the story on this thing, man. This thing is one of the most impressive statues I've ever seen.
St. Michael. This came in the mail from Mike Musumeci Sr., Mikey Musumeci's dad, good friend of mine. We're all named Michael. He told me this is going to give me power, protect me. So this is protecting Flo Grappling now. So we're not just protected by Gabby Garcia anymore. Gabby Garcia is one of our protectors. Also St. Michael. So you want to step to us, you're in trouble. You got the Archangel, you got Gabby Garcia.
And also we got Andrew's Crystals protecting us.
We got a force field around our headquarters.
Real. Try to come at us, for real.
We got the WWE World Heavyweight strap here. Reed's got a baby Macho Man, a baby Ted DiBiase. Connor's got nothing there in the back. But Connor, nobody's saying anything interesting online yet?
They said, you make my ears bleed. That was the first one, just because you asked for it. Also, Gary Tonin got my mom landscape lawnmower.
Yeah, I get excited. I start yelling. They talked to me about that in the office yesterday. All right, so what we're going to get
I'm so pumped about this championship belt. I feel like it looks good on me.
It does. Like, what we got going on the side? Is that Ken Shamrock?
Dude, I pulled up a Ken Shamrock match because I feel like I haven't watched Ken Shamrock in the WWE.
I've been going deep. I watched 4 or 5 WrestleManias over the weekend. Rewatched The Last Dance as well. But she's been going deep on old school shit.
Dude, I was like afraid of Ken Shamrock when he was in the WWE. Like that ankle lock that he would do.
I always thought what was up with Ken Shamrock, because in the original UFCs, you could choose to wear anything you want. You could wear jeans if you want to. He fought in a Speedo.
Yeah,
like,
that
what's
is
the
weird.
Deal with that?
That's a power move.
Connor probably fights in a Speedo in his catch wrestling matches.
Yeah, dude, I walk around in a Speedo most days, but apparently, you know, HR's not a big fan of that.
If you fight in a Speedo, make sure you go out and buy your Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0 and shave your balls, otherwise be hanging out the side of it. But let's get to the women's 115 division.
Let's get to it.
The girls? We knew 6 of them last week. Grace Gundrum, The Undertaker. Whew. Grace Gundrum is the Undertaker of this division. Literally might put someone in a casket at this tournament. Can't wait. Might kill somebody in this bracket. Maissa Bastos, the big dog here, right?
Mm-hmm,
She's been running things for a while. Jessica Khan's been on a roll. Who's number one? Beat Danielle
Looking
Kelly.
Good out there,
who else
yeah.
did she beat? She beat Danielle Kelly, Patty Fontes.
Yeah.
Tammy Musumeci, the return of Tammy Musumeci, coming off of being a lawyer. She's coming out here and competing. I mean, multiple-time Nogi World Champ, ADCC Bronze Medalist,
the
World Champ.
The first lawyer that we've had on who's number one
first
stage,
lawyer we've
officially.
Had on who's number one. Also the first person who doesn't have an Instagram who's ever been on who's number one. She's setting a lot of records. Other than that, we got Danielle Kelly coming in with momentum after tapping Jessica Crane. We got Jessica Crane, who I just mentioned. Alex Nguyen, who I think is really interesting, a big-time dark horse here because of how good she looked against Grace in the first half of that match. And then the eighth one that I am...
Tubby
Alkin, you can't sleep on Tubby. Tubby can take this thing. Reed, what are you thinking about this division?
Yeah, just keep talking about Tubby there. I love the addition of Tubby Alkin there in this division. She's a girl that, you know, maybe people thought she was like a little heavy for it, but she said she's no problem. She can make 115, fight up some of those girls. I love her addition in there. She's definitely a disruptor, if you will. And then definitely, you know, you got, who was the other one I was thinking of? Oh, yeah, Tammy. Tammy, of course, is the other dark horse in there. You know, some of these girls, you haven't seen them match up with these new generation girls like Grace and like Danielle and Jessa and stuff like that, you know? So
Tubby was one that surprised a lot of people because of the weight. They thought she was heavy, but she's been going down. And before I knew, because we wanted to keep it so nobody's going to cut a bunch of weight. Tons of girls hit us up and wanted to do this thing, but like, we're not going to let you do a crazy cut you can only do one time for this event and then win it and have the belt and not be able to defend it. Because you're going to get the belt, you're going to get the strap. Not just 30K, you're going to be the champ at 115.
That's right. The future of this thing. September's only the start here. These people are going to be defending the belt and everything.
Before we even announced this that this thing was going to happen, Tubby had hit me up. She was like, I'm like 117 or something. Like, so she's walking around at this weight, basically. Connor, I'm trying to talk quieter. Ask our friend in the YouTube chat if I'm doing a better job.
Did that help?
All right, Connor, what are you thinking about this bracket?
Man, it's super exciting. I'm just excited to see Tammy out there. I think I want to hear Mikey Musumeci commentate Tammy's matches. That's my ideal. I want the technique breakdown on that. It'll be like savant level. I won't understand it, but it will be super interesting in the meantime.
Funny text Mikey sent me last night. Mikey texted me last night and he goes, think about this. There's only going to be five Who's Number One champions after this event. He goes, so if me and Tammy both win, Boop's Garage could have the most champions in the Who's Number One at that time.
Oh. Putting Boop's Garage on the map,
Boop's
suddenly.
Powerhouse gym.
Yeah.
But all right, so let's...
Boop the dog.
We covered this a little bit in our video yesterday, so it's going to be, retreading it. But a lot of people probably didn't see that. It's not even out yet, I don't think. All right. Favorite match of the tournament, Reed? Potential at 115.
At 115? Yeah. I mean, you were talking about Grace Gundrum being the Undertaker. Love Grace. I saw Renee Souza had a Grace Gundrum shirt on the other day. I need to get myself a Grace Gundrum shirt.
Grace Gundrum by Tombstone Piledriver. You heard it here first. All right, so which match
Pedigree.
Are you looking forward to?
Yeah, no, I think I'm excited to see Grace versus a lot of these girls. I love Grace's kind of methodical style that she has. So I'm gonna go out and say Grace versus Tammy, just because I have never seen that matchup. And Tammy is a gamer. She's physical. She's gonna go right after Grace, which I think is exactly what the type of person that Grace needs to kind of excel and show what she's good at. So I think that's a perfect matchup. Tammy is the kind of bulldozer. She's the kind of bull in the China shop, and Grace Gundrum, doing her kind of crazy 10th planet stuff that she does. So I'm really looking forward to that one. I hope that one makes it.
Grace versus Tammy.
That's what I'm going with.
Damn, we can make a lot of money just off that match. You guys are getting away with a steal from us. There's too many goddamn good matches are going to happen at this thing. It's not even fair. You guys are ripping us off for $150 a year. Connor, which match are you looking at?
I'm going to agree with O. Steve here. Jessa versus Grace. Also, you asked about the volume thing. Our boy Felix the Tiger said, F that guy. I like when Mike yells, though.
Well, this is the thing. I got a disability. Both my ears are deformed and closed up. I have bad hearing. I'm colorblind. I got bad hearing. I got allergies. I'm just a defective human being. So if I start talking too loud, I literally can't hear shit unless I'm screaming. All right, Connor, so you're looking at Jessa and Grace?
Jessa and Grace. Yeah, run it.
Let's do it. What do you got, Mike? Tons of good matches.
I said something different in that video, but I mean... I got no credibility anyways. I change my mind every time I talk. I'm going to go with the two probably most credentialed athletes in this bracket. I told you Grace Gundrum's the Undertaker. She might put three girls in a casket. Might tombstone choke slam some people.
Mm-hmm,
Shout out to Zach Maslany, JM, out there in Bethlehem.
She'll put him in the Hell's Gate.
Yep. Hell in a Cell match. But the two most credentialed girls in this bracket, I think, are Tammy Musumeci and Maissa Bastos.
Yeah,
that's true. That's a clash of generations there.
Yeah, it's true.
Very dominant girls. I mean, that's one that I'm looking at. Like, before we announced Tammy, I thought everybody was like, Maissa's the hands-down favorite. I mean, Grace or Jessica could beat her. These other girls could beat her, obviously. But then Tammy gets thrown in the mix, and people are like, oh, shit. Things have changed, right?
Yeah, shakes it up a little bit. You know, you don't know how Tammy's gonna go down with all these girls. You know, that's what I love about this division, 115, more than any others, is like it's this new generation. I mean, we had a lot of new generation guys in there, Cole and Cade and everybody, but this 115 pound, you know, like these are like the forefront. This new generation of athlete, Jessa, Maissa, super young, Grace, super young, Danielle, super young, Jesse Crane, super young. So all these girls are bringing that like new fire of modern jiu-jitsu to the table. They've been killing it.
You got to give these girls credit. I mean, we've sort of focused on this 115 division, tried to blow it up for the last year. This is the culmination about it. But these girls did their part. The reason we chose this division to blow up, right, is because they're all so goddamn exciting.
Yeah.
They all got so much potential. They all go for the finish. It's nonstop action. That's why it's like, I think this division is, people are more hyped about this than anything in the history of women's jiu-jitsu. And that was all the master plan by me and Razor Reed and Connor Josh. And so it's like this bracket is going to be the culmination of a year's worth of work with this division, and these girls are going to bring it. Whoever comes out of this thing is going to be a mega star in the sport. I mean, if you take second, if you go in the WrestleBacks and take third, you're going to be a mega star in the sport. We could sell an event just on this 115-pound division. Forget the other four divisions.
100%. These girls deserve the shine. You know, they've been putting in the work on Who's Number One stage, having some of the most exciting matches on the stage. You know, yeah, you mentioned Grace versus Alex. Alex, another girl, I think, who really impressed all of us out there. She was killing it. So even if Alex goes out and she wins one match, even if any of these girls go out there and win one match, that might be all you need. You know, look at Eddie Bravo, look at Craig Jones. These guys didn't even win their tournaments that they're known for, and they became superstars. You know, I think that same thing is very, very possible here. Who's number one championships?
I mean, Alex has sort of got to be the dark horse here, right? Because, like, nobody really knew much about her when she replaced Jessa against Grace. A lot of the competitors told me she was legit.
Yeah.
But she looked really good against Grace. I think she was winning either the first, maybe the second judge's favor. So Alex is going to be someone who's going to be a low seed, but it's going to be a tough draw for anybody, right?
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, she looked good out there. She was definitely taking it to Grace. A lot of the other competitors knew about her. You know, she had taken a little bit of time off from competing, if I remember correctly. So this was like her first match. Hey, Grace is a super tough match for all seven of these other girls, you know, and beyond. Like, Grace is definitely, you know, beyond Maisa, Grace is maybe the favorite to win here, you know. So for Alex to go out there and put out such a good performance against her, yeah, really showed just the level at this division. They're all right next to each other, just kind of ebbing and flowing a little bit.
You got Danielle Kelly out there, member of the Discord, showed a big step up in confidence and just being comfortable her second time at Who's Number One, right? Her first time, she had a rough one with Jessa, but she seemed like a different person the second time she came around with Jessica Crane. Won by Nivar, really quick, fastest submission in women's Who's Number One history. So it's really looking forward to Danielle Kelly could be a landmine for people in there, too. Tubby could be a landmine. You get one of these girls early, it might be a problem. Like, there's no easy first-round matchup. Speaking of Danielle Kelly being a member of the Discord, Connor, what's going on with Discord?
Man, Discord's chilling. I think everyone's over here on the YouTube chat. Right. O-Steve's holding us down. He said, Tammy is truly the most oh-shit competitor that we've added. And I will say for the Discord, you guys brought up the fact that, man, this is a steal. There's so many great matches no matter where you are. But it's not just a steal for our subscribers. If you're not going to Who's Number One Championships to see it in person, you're missing out. Because normally tickets for Who's Number Ones are $150 for the night. And that's like a nice, curated, like, close experience. For 2 days, $85. And I'm going to drop that link in the chat now so that everyone in the YouTube chat or Discord can check out exactly where to buy tickets. It's going to be big. And if you're a fan of jiu-jitsu and you got a chance to come down to Austin in September, you're not going to want to miss it.
Yeah, I think it's $50 bucks for 1 day, $85 for two. But, I mean, why would you just go to one day unless you're, I don't know, like local and you get it work? But it's like I asked this morning how many were sold. I was like, God damn, we sold a lot of tickets already. These things are going to sell out. It's going to be a hell of an event. Four sessions over 2 days. First round Saturday morning. Semi-final Saturday night, consolation bracket for third Sunday morning, final Sunday night, basically four different Who's Number Ones in 2 days. Probably going to be a Gordon Ryan seminar. That's going to work. A whole bunch of stuff going on with this thing.
One mat, too, right?
One mat.
Yeah, so if you get to go, you know, like you're going to have your full focus on one mat. We're just looking at these sessions, how many matches we got, what these sessions are going to look like. We're planning it. This is going to be incredible.
The first round is going to be fucking nuts, man. The first round is just like main event super fight after super fight. We haven't made the brackets yet, but you could pick these names out of a head. It's going to be crazy from start to finish. Semifinal Saturday is just going to be like, I mean, that's going to be a whole bunch of marquee matchups. Sunday morning, anybody who lost Saturday.
Even Sunday morning.
Everybody competes both days. If you lost first round or semis on Saturday, Sunday morning, you go in this consolation bracket fight for third. If you make the podium, you make money. 30 for first, 15 for second, 7.5 for third. But there's also going to be sub bonuses and stuff. A lot of sponsors get in the mix. You guys are going to make sure you tune in and check this out. Reed, you got anything to say before we get out of here?
We going to talk about 185? Some of the other names?
Yeah, we announced the names, but let's break it down next week when we got all eight of them.
All right. We'll save it for next week, 185.
New Daisy Fresh out today. Oh, Andrew Wiltsy is in the 185 division. Connor, you got anything to say before we get out of here?
Nah, man. Keep it pushing, everybody. Stay involved in the Discord. Stay involved in the YouTube chat. Love to see everybody. And we don't have any Discord Horde updates that I can see. Aside from Mr. House, earned his first stripe on his white belt this morning. So, well, not this
Mr.
morning.
House.
Hell yeah.
Shout out Mr. House.
For you.
Get it.
God bless you all. Manscaped.com. Code Who's Number One. Go shave your nuts. 20% off free shipping.